From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Indonesia's new capital or IKN to create many jobs. The Indonesian Press Council prioritizes issues on digital and sexual violence against journalists. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The development of Indonesia's new capital or IKN, Nusantara, in East Kalimantan will create many job opportunities, both in the formal and informal sectors. Deputy Minister of Manpower Afrian Syahnur has said. He made the statement at a national seminar on work opportunities for millennials in the supporting regions of IKN Nusantara, which was attended by students of Palangkaraya Muhammadiyah University, Central Kalimantan. The new job opportunities will include those in the field of development. Jobs will also be created in other fields, such as property in the form of housing development, the field of electricity-based or environmentally friendly transportation, and the field of hospitality or entertainment, such as cafes and tourist destinations, among others. Next, we have Ninik Rahayu, who was elected as the first chairwoman of the Press Council in Indonesia and even the world. To Voice of Indonesia, after her first press conference at the Secretariat of the Press Council in Jakarta on Tuesday, Ninik emphasized that the issue of digital violence and sexual violence against journalists, especially female journalists, will be a priority for the Press Council in the next three-year management period. This issue has also become a global issue that was brought at the UNESCO Forum on November 24 to the 25th, 2022. In addition, according to Ninik, the Press Council will also encourage the creation of press corporate management, which is professional and able to improve the welfare of journalists.
Iklim kondusivitas ini yang sangat penting saat ini adalah perlindungan terhadap wartawan. Terus terang harus diakui.
The climate of conduciveness that is very important at this time is the protection of journalists. Honestly, it must be admitted that journalists who, for example, experience intimidation, violence, as I said earlier, have not been positioned as defenders, human rights defenders. These are real fighters. So this mechanism for protecting journalists, which I think is a priority for the Press Council, hopefully in 2023 we will have a mechanism, especially for female journalists who have the potential to experience sexual violence in carrying out their responsibilities, be it from sources, colleagues, or from superiors. and it also doesn't have a protection mechanism yet. So the matter of the welfare of journalists and the professionalism of the media is indeed a joint task. If that can be overcome, hopefully it means that the crisis recovery can be answered. Furthermore, Dini Grahayu underlined the space for press freedom and the Indonesian Press Freedom Index. According to UNESCO's records, it is quite good but needs to be improved in the future. On the same occasion, Ninik said the Press Council would collaborate across parties within the country and abroad in encouraging the realization of national press freedom and being a positive example for the global press. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has asked regional leaders and the Regional Leadership Communication Forum, or Forkopimda, to strengthen regional development to boost the central government's 2023 working plan for realizing economic transformation by increasing productivity. He also urged regional leaders to consult and coordinate with the central government, particularly if they believe sectoral policies made by ministries or other government institutions could impede development. He then asked each region to develop a distinct development characteristic by combining the comprehensive, inclusive, and sustainable development and distribution approaches. The last national news comes from Indonesia's Halal Product Assurance Agency and Malaysia's Department of Islamic Development are exploring cooperation in strengthening halal product assurance to bolster the halal product ecosystem. Indonesia's Halal Product Assurance Agency head, Akil Irham, informed in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to Irham, establishing cooperation with Malaysia is vital for strengthening the halal ecosystem in the ASEAN region and globally. The cooperation agreement between Indonesia and Malaysia for guaranteeing halal products is meant as an answer to the technical barriers to trade issues, which are often a bone of contention at the World Trade Organization's TBT sessions. TBT agreement is one of the World Trade Organization agreements produced in the Uruguay round to regulate the use of non-tariff measures in international trade. Now we move to the international news. Vietnam's President Nguyen Xuan Phuc has announced he is stepping down, sparking a potential power shift among the communist-ruled country's leaders. The move had been widely rumored and followed the departure of two deputy prime ministers who serve under him. Mr. Phuc, a former prime minister, had held the post of president since 2021. The news that he's quitting comes during an anti-corruption drive led by hardliners. Hundreds of Communist Party members are being investigated. The president's resignation requires approval from the National Assembly, which will hold an extraordinary vote on Wednesday that is expected to be a formality. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol started his four-day visit to Switzerland on Tuesday with a meeting with South Korean residents there. In the gathering at a hotel in Zurich on Tuesday evening, Yoon said, South Korea will strongly pursue cooperation in advanced science and technology with industry powerhouses that share universal values, such as Switzerland. Yoon also said South Korea and Switzerland strengthen the foundation of bilateral economic cooperation through the Free Trade Agreement between South Korea and the European Free Trade Association, and the two nations are setting new trade records every year. We end the news with a Philippine court that has acquitted journalist Maria Ressa and news outlet Rappler of tax evasion, in a move hailed as a win for press freedom. Ms. Ressa, who founded Rappler, has been the target of legal cases launched by the Philippine government. Under former leader Rodrigo Duterte, the Philippine government had accused Ms. Ressa and Rappler of evading tax payments when it raised capital through its partnership with foreign investors. Philippines Department of Justice had said Rappler's issuance of financial instrument known as Philippine Depositary Receipt to foreign investors or media network and North-based media had generated taxable income worth more than 140 million pesos, or about $2 million, which it did not declare in 2015. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Presiden Joko Widodo and his ministers met on Monday in the first plenary cabinet meeting in 2023. In his remarks at the opening of the session, President Joko Widodo instructed his staff to remain optimistic in managing this year's state budget APBN. However, this optimism must be accompanied by vigilance. The global economic situation this year will be a challenge, with many countries predicted to experience a recession. The President's message was conveyed by the Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani in a press statement. After the plenary cabinet meeting, which was also published on the presidentri.go.id website, the government has strong reasons for adopting a combination of optimism and vigilance in managing the economy this year. Indonesia is optimistic because last year, Indonesia's economic performance was positive. These include strengthening the economic recovery, an expansive strategic sector, improved consumption, investment and trade balance performance, a moderate inflation rate, and a very positive performance in the 2022 state budget. In fact, according to Sri Mulyani, the 2022 state budget deficit is relatively smaller than the G20 and the Southeast Asian or Asian countries. However, the government must also be vigilant in managing the state budget, given the high risk of uncertainty. This includes the global economic slowdown, geopolitical tensions that have disrupted the supply side of food and energy, aggressive global monetary policy tightening, and scarring effects due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Optimism and vigilance are two attitudes that must be shown not only by economic managers, in this case, the government, but also by all Indonesian people. An optimistic attitude can be shown by continuing to work hard, while being alert can be done by being frugal and managing expenses wisely. Vigilant isn't just about what's going on out there. Domestically, being vigilant in managing the economy is carried out with strict supervisions of the use of the state budget and preventing corruption. Corruption in its various forms has been proven to destroy the foundations of the economy in various countries. Even for Indonesia, what must be especially watched out is corruption.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 18, 1919, when the Paris Peace Conference began. January 18, 1919 was a historic peace conference started at the Palace of Versailles, Paris, France. The conference was attended by representatives from 27 countries of the world and chaired by the French Prime Minister at the time, Georges Clemenceau. At the conference, the Treaty of Versailles was signed, which included orders for Germany, which lost the First World War, to pay huge war indemnities and surrender part of the territory it occupied to the Allied countries. The conference also discussed the formation of the League of Nations. Moving on to the event on January 18, 2000, when meteor fell on Lake Tagish, Canada. On January 18, 2000, local residents saw a light like a shooting star on Lake Tagish, which was followed by an explosion. A number of scientists, both local and international, conducted research on the falling space object. After studying the meteorites in Lake Tagish, a team of scientists from Japan's Tohoku University concluded that most of the water on Earth came from collisions with asteroids 4.6 billion years ago. The rock comes from an asteroid that is at a point between Mars and Jupiter. We end today in history with January 18, 2002, when the Sierra Leone War ended. The Sierra Leone Civil War was a civil war in Sierra Leone that lasted 11 years between 1991 and 2002 and resulted in over 50,000 deaths. This war began on March 23, 1991, when the Revolutionary United Front, with the support of the National Patriotic Front of Liberia, special forces under the leadership of Charles Taylor, launched an attack on the government with the aim of overthrowing the government of Joseph Momo. The war was officially declared over by President Ahmad Tejan Kabah on January 18, 2002. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
rintangan yang harus dihadapi. Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya di belia usia? Di masa yang paling indah kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan enaknya. Seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked all the cabinet ministers to focus the state budget 2023 for productive activities, mainly in creating jobs. The demand was stated by the president during the plenary cabinet session at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday. President Joko Widodo said besides the productive programs, the state budget 2023 is also focused on finishing national priority programs such as reducing stunting, reducing extreme poverty, as well as for the agendas ahead of the general election 2024. The president asked the related ministry to encourage the regional heads in using the village fund to boost regional economy. He asked that the transfer fund must give an effect towards boosting the economy in the region. The head of state affirmed that the regional budget must be in sync with the state budget, which focuses on national priority programs such as people's economy, export, and investment. In his opening remarks for the plenary cabinet session, President Jokowi explained about the National Economic Evaluation 2022. According to him, many positive achievements were made amid the external pressure in the turbulent year 2022, such as economic growth predicted to range between 5.2% to 5.3%, to the manageable inflation, which stays in 5.5% level. The president said 2023 is not an easy year either, because some big nations are experiencing economic slowdown, such as the European Union, China and US, due to the increasing geopolitical pressure. Meanwhile, Indonesian exports to those countries are great. After the plenary cabinet session, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani to the media said the important budget plan in the state budget includes food security, energy security, social security, and general election 2024. According to Sri Mulyani, the important budget plan 2023 is expected to keep the national economy from turbulence on a global level, both because of the rising inflation and economic slowdown from other nations.
Yesterday ku boleh merangkak, today ku berlari. Yesterday I might be stuck, but today takkan lagi. I will never ever know what will happen tomorrow. Nobody taught me to sail, kapal tetap aku row. It might be stormy, it might be not. You may be strong, you may be not. But you may never give a kick, kau tak suka atau minat. I got the bread, selai peanut, yet for the dough I still be not. Tak cepat puas when you kenyang, that you can or you cannot. I got this hunger inside me, I know. Never mind the gold ring, never mind the Gucci, never mind the gold chain, never mind the Louis, never mind the chickas, never mind the ladies, never mind the limbo, never mind the worry. All this stuff was never mine, never. All these things was always yours. Hati hati jadi nyaman, jadi makes you stop berlari. Stop berjaga, stop mencari, waspada bro orang hungry. Gobrak rampas what is yours, siang bolong tengah hari.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song It is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
If you want to see the diversity of bird species in Banten, a trip to Pulau Dua or Pulau Burung is the right choice. Pulau Dua or Pulau Burung is a nature reserve which is administratively located in Sawah Luhur Village, Kasaman District, Serang, Banten Province. The distance is not far from the city center. It's only about 30 km from Serang City. When you first get to this place, you may be surprised why it is called Pulau, or in English means island, even though the mainland is not separated. In the past, the Pulau was an island separated by a 500-meter wide strait. When the wave receded, the two lands merged. Pulau Dua has a unique charm compared to other tourism objects. The uniqueness is the enchanting beauty of the underwater world. Beautiful coral clusters, various types of marine fish, and various types of birds are on this island. This island has an area of about 30 hectares. Every April and August, in this island are visited by around 1,000 species of bird. Expanse of mangrove trees and birds chirping will greet you when you arrive on this island. From the front, this island looks like a small, loose forest on the beach. This bird island nature reserve area as a tropical plant ecosystem with a coast. To access this place is not difficult. You just have to go to the village of Sawah Luhur, Kasaman District, Serang, Banten. The directions are not clear, but the local people know about poop. The directions are not clear, but the local people know about Pulau Burung. You can ask the residents because they will be happy to show the directions to reach this tourism object. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Seindah dulu. saja.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about arrive at the airport, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Selama Satu Bulan, Selama Satu Bulan, which means for a month. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an immigration officer.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya akan tinggal. Saya akan tinggal, which means I will stay. Selama satu bulan. Selama satu bulan, which means for a month. Satu bulan. Satu bulan, which means a month. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan, which means I will stay for a month. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan. Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan, which means I will stay for a month. In the sentence, there is an expression, selama satu bulan. Selama satu bulan, which means for a month. It is used to deliver information on the duration of stay. To state how long you will stay in some place, you can use another time frame, namely day, week, and year. Let's listen to the conversation to state the duration of stay. Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Labuan Bajo? Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Labuan Bajo? Which means, how long will you stay in Labuan Bajo? Saya akan tinggal selama 2 minggu. Saya akan tinggal selama 2 minggu, which means I will stay for 2 weeks. Berapa lama Anda akan menginap di Yogyakarta? Berapa lama Anda akan menginap di Yogyakarta? Which means how long will you spend the night in Yogyakarta? Saya akan menginap selama 3 hari. Saya akan menginap selama 3 hari, which means I will spend the night for 3 days. Besides time units, hour, day, week, month, and year, in Indonesian language, there are also the other time units such as semester, semester, which means semester, to refer to 6 months. Dekade, dekade, which means decade, to refer to 10 years. And abad, abad, which means century, to refer to 100 years. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa lama Anda akan tinggal di Indonesia?
Saya akan tinggal selama satu bulan.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai ayah jauh sana dia. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
La pa, 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 la p Voice of Indonesia.
Our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.